It seems we have guests.
We're the Bungie Kids with plasma pistols glowing. It's our podcast show with Brian and friends
and Frankie.
The Bungie Broadcasting Corporation is proud to present Frank O'Connor.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the third ever Bungie podcast. I'm sitting in the studio. It's a small room with Brian Gerard.
Cheers.
Luke Smith, both regulars, and a newcomer, a stranger, if you will, Mr. Joseph Staten, Bungie writer.
Joe? It's true. It's true. Hey, everybody.
Welcome,
Joe. You know what? I'm so proud to be on the Bungie podcast. I really am. I'm honored that you guys invited me.
Yeah, we didn't invite you at all because Bertone didn't show up.
Oh, I see. I'm a replacement. All right.
No, you were invited for the second part. We're just including you on the first one,
yeah,
too.
Exactly.
I appreciate it.
We invited you first and then Beardy Bertone second.
Yeah. Well, it's lucky that I'm actually cultivating a scraggly beard to sort of fit the bill.
Right. Well, you're somewhat beardy. I'll give you that. There's a little silver there, isn't there? Is that what I'm seeing there?
My gray hairs.
He might be blonde. I can't tell.
Frankie's pointing out problems with your hair. Does anyone else see the problem with this or just me?
Well, you're talking about, if you're talking about problems with my hair, I have no problems with my hair.
Joe meets the criteria. He's got a frosty beverage.
Anyway,
stubbly beard. He's allowed to be on the show.
And he's working on his Silver Fox deal because he's about to be a published author, right?
That's what I've heard.
Which is why he's wearing a cravat and a smoking jacket also.
Well, I thought we were supposed to be in costume for the podcast. Isn't that all the
thing? That's not a costume. What? That's your clothes, dude. Just a minute.
I just put this Halo shirt on before I came in the room. I never wear one to work.
Sketch always branding, even on radio.
Hey, I believe.
So we just got back from E3.
Yeah, you guys, how was it?
We were tired. We didn't see anything at all. We saw one thing. We'll talk about that later. But we just did demos on the half hour, every half hour for like 1,000 days.
Yeah, we did. What did we add up? About 50 combined between
the
two.
Was it literally 50?
That's
50
what
demos?
My rough math came out to. About
sounds
50.
About right, yeah.
Yeah.
And so that was like 50 deaths that the press had to watch?
No.
At
how
least
many is
half of them?
Oh,
were
yeah,
successful.
25.
Yeah. Only 25 deaths. See, we don't actually choose to implement
cheats,
death lists, or any kind of cheats like that. Unlike
Who would do God mode during a demo? I don't know. I don't want to start a big brew. Ha ha. About that.
You don't want to start a big brew, Mac.
Oh, cough, Cliffy. Oh, God mode.
Actually, if I was on stage, I would have definitely turned on death lists.
No doubt. Yeah, there's no, I mean, like, who would have wanted to see somebody playing the same demo over and over? I would have turned on that list too.
Yeah, so. An hour later. All right, one more try, folks. Bear with me. I'm taking this Phantom down. Yeah.
It was easy for us because our demo was, we had a half hour to play around, and if we'd had 5 minutes on stage, it would have been disastrous if we did. And actually, a lot of people asked us why we didn't do the campaign demo on stage live in front of everyone. Why was that?
I thought it was because our only great player, Luke, wasn't available to come do it.
So. Yeah, sounds confirmed.
I didn't have anyone hardcore enough to do it, so.
Well, I would have left Deathless off.
Well, so cheats.
I think we didn't show it on stage just because we had awesome trailers to show. That's my theory.
Hmm. There you go.
That's true.
We should talk about that trailer for a minute because there's been a lot of feedback and reactions out there. Overall, I think Halo fans generally found a lot to like about it. There's a ton to pick apart. Tons of gameplay to look at, a lot of new stuff no one's ever seen before. Also a huge departure, though, from what Bungie's done in prior years.
Yes and no, because as Marty pointed out, while we were making it, this wasn't supposed to be a trailer. It wasn't supposed to be one of our drama pieces. It was supposed to be a music video, to use his words. We did one in 1999, per Marty's description, and this was a repeat of that. I mean, that's exactly what it was supposed to be, and that's what it was.
Yeah, I mean, if you look back at Halo 3 announced, Halo 2 announced, those were massive projects, took months of work. And basically, once E3 moved to fall right in the middle of the final crunch period for the game, we made the decision that there was no way we could actually pull together something of that magnitude.
And all those demos were total lies. Oh, what? No, but the cool thing about this one was that it's actual gameplay. I mean, I think this is the first Bungie trailer that we've ever done where we have taken... I mean, you know, with respect to the Halo stuff that we do at E3, that's all in-game, real shipping stuff.
I mean, we always use Engine for those things, but then some of that stuff gets, to clarify, gets dumped, right? Like Earth City, all of that geometry ended up being dumped.
Well, I guess we showed Zanzibar for Halo 2, but really what we've shown is
that
like announcement
not
trailers,
at the keynote. We didn't do that Zanzibar demo on the keynote.
We did it at the E3 before we shipped, so I guess we have shown some gameplay stuff, but even then we were just showing the environment.
Right.
I mean, the cool thing is all the old trailers, those were really, like I said, announcement pieces, so it was just prototype, this is where we're heading toward. But what people saw at E3 was where we've arrived, which I think is pretty darn cool.
Right. Yeah. And to reiterate that, it's a game engine every time. Just because the game might not end up looking like that doesn't mean it wasn't the original game engine, right?
Right, so. Right. Yeah,
well, I understand there was maybe some technical issues with the live broadcast on a gaming network, if anybody was
gaming
watching
TV
that
network?
Feed.
Yeah.
But if you haven't already seen the real version in HD that's on Marketplace or Bungie.net or a QuickTime on Halo.Bungie.org, definitely should check that out. There's a lot to see.
Yeah, Neil's thing too.
That's right. We should
talk a little bit more about that, because you had a big part in that, right?
Oh, I mean, I had a part in it. No, I mean, Neil and the guys down at Weta, they're working on a series of short films that are going to release throughout the summer. So this one was really just the first one, a preview for what's to come. I can't talk about the other two. Right. I don't want to give Ray any surprises, but the other two, suffice it to say, are much more story, action-driven, real self-contained
short
films.
We did this one in Injustice by just springing it on people without any context. You know, so they're like, why am I looking at sniper rifles and warthogs being assembled? We didn't do is say, this is the first in a short series of short films, which will actually come to, you know, a dramatic conclusion, right?
I mean, we did say that after the fact, but it was really lost on people at the keynote. As cool as I think that short was, at the keynote itself, it just wasn't really, people just didn't know what the hell it was. They didn't know what to make of it.
Right.
It was kind of weird.
Right. Well, it is the kickoff to a series of short films, which are going to be really, really cool. We haven't quite figured out how they're going to get distributed and when exactly, but those guys are working on it right now. And actually, an email.